Welcome to Yentl and Nikki's podcast.
We're just two Jersey girls that are insanely bored and are ready to talk about anything, everything, and sometimes, honestly, nothing at all.
Oh, you're so happy.
I'm in a decent mood today. Yeah, no reason. I'm just okay. You know, in a good mood.
Ooh, as I cough, I'm like so excited. Today was our first day of what I feel like weather that you're accustomed to.
I saw yes. some Instagram clips of people with t-shirts on in New York City.
Oh, and I was like, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's fun happening. There's warm weather, you know, t-shirts and tank tops. I said, New York must be having a good day.
You forget. I'll forget. Maybe you don't forget, but I forget how dependent or how much my mood is affected by weather.
It really
and
is.
So like, I was really like not feeling it today. Like I got up and I was just a bunch of, couple of things going on in the morning with like fixing this like back patio area, which is great because it was like infested with rats, but they started like 8:30. You know, I'm not an early person. So my ass was like, why? So I was in a funk, saw the weather, went outside and like immediately was just feeling so much better.
Okay.
So I am all about the sunshine. I'm all about the warm weather. Let's see how long it lasts, but hopefully this means that it is spring. In Jersey, it is officially spring. We're embracing it. How's the weather by you?
As you guys enter spring, it is entering disgusting.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's becoming the 90s humidity, and we don't even have a ton of humidity, but it's still technically what Texas considers their rainy season, so it's nasty, humid, sticky. I feel like I'm on the East Coast right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of gross. So, I love that you guys are having the spring I've been having for almost three
Forever.
Months. But right. But it's not great here at the moment. So,
Oh dang. All right. Well. Yeah. Hopefully that will change sometime soon.
Yeah,
yes,
I think so. Well, the humidity part will go away because it doesn't rain here after like May 1st. So that part will go, but also the temperature will go higher and higher and higher.
Yes.
And it'll just be 100 degrees every day. So I'm entering the I hate my life season of this region. So blessings on blessings that you have a lovely day. You live on waters. There's like breezes and all those fun things. And those don't exist where I live. So now I'm going to be jealous of your weather.
Look,
we are switching places.
I know I shouldn't be excited for this, but I am. Because this is
Look,
a place.
I have talked shit for about 5 months. So
exactly. This is a place that I'm not familiar with where Yentl is jealous of Nikki. So I'm going to live in that. I'm going to live in that
moment.
Yes.
Enjoy.
For a little
bit. Enjoy.
Thank you. So, hey guys, did we say hi already? I don't even know.
We kind of did, sort of.
We did. Hi again. I don't know. Look, I'm tired. How was your weekend? Let's get into it.
Was like really chill this weekend. I did go out on Friday night.
Don't you dare yawn.
I'm so sorry. That was like.
Look, I also get it because like you know, many a times I'll be sitting here like drinking something like, don't mind me with my coffee. But that's why, because I'll be doing that.
Wow, it was just like, it just hit me like a yawn. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to embrace that. Anyway, it was a chill weekend. I was kind of home majority of the weekend, but on Friday night, I did go to, I had a date. I did this experience called Dining After Dark, where
is this like, I think I have an idea, but no, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sure you got the gist. It is where you are. It's not that it's kind of not.
Well, it could be like in the dark because no lights, or is it like in the dark blindfold? Like there's the latter. Many different...
You're blindfolded. I mean, granted, this was a 6 o'clock thing, so it was definitely light outside with windows. Mm. So you were blindfolded and you had to eat your three courses blindfolded. And guess what you're not looking with your eyes. So you have to figure out with your other senses what you're eating, what's in it. So yeah, every time a course came, you blindfolded up and, you know, your texture and taste. And I think I pretty much identified everything on my plate. Not that they were like hard things to identify. Mm-hmm. But it was a really good experience. I will say this, the one thing, and I understand why they do this because of liability. The food wasn't really hot, but I understand why they did that because most of the time we were eating with our hands and you know, small bites. So they were kind of like, hey, they can't see. So if they're putting something in their mouth and it's piping hot. I'm not getting sued. So like a lot of things were like, I got a steak, it was cooked really well, but it was also damn near ice cold. So I was just like, damn. This is nice. Could you just warmed it up first?
Yeah.
Nuked it for a few minutes, but I understand why they had to do that. But that was probably my only complaint, but it was a really good concept. I would do it again so long as my food is hot. So
cool. I would think that, I mean, I don't know, but having like letting you try a little bit of it, you know what I mean? Just to get a sense of what it is. And then they're like, oh, and here's now it warmed up. Like, just so you know, this is what it is. Warmed up, please be careful. But I don't know, maybe that's still a liability issue because, yeah, I don't know. That's got to be tough though, to have steak and have it be chilly. Like, I don't.
It was good, but I was like, damn, this looks, feels like it came out. It wasn't that cold, but I'm being dramatic. Like, it feels like it came out the refrigerator, but it certainly was sitting out probably on purpose to cool off. So, But it was fun. We had a good time. What did you, that was it, honestly. And I kind of vegged out, worked out, nothing too exciting. What did you do this weekend?
I didn't do that much either. Oh no, that's not true. So Friday I did meet up with some friends.
Where'd y'all go? In New York or New Jersey?
New York. It's a usual spot. So these are my work friends. Very, very good friends, but we all just happen to work together. So met up. We have a bar that we go to in New York that it's just our spot because the food is decent. The drinks are good. So met up over there, caught up. Awesome. Good times. And then that's it. I mean, the weekend, I spent most of the weekend just painting. So was doing the molding for my office area. Yentl can kind of see it like in the background. So this door in the back. Yep. The game plan was to do the molding around this door. I stopped because ended up just doing the molding on the base of the apartment. It was just too much. I was trying to be creative. I feel like I'm on Pinterest too often now, and I'm getting all these like different ideas. And one of the things I'm trying to explore is the use of different colors and blah. And so I had bought this green paint and thought, oh, that this will be fun. Like just to have a pop of color. Girl, it did not look the way I thought it was. Like my husband was trying so hard to be supportive. I did one section of the molding and he came in and he was like, and he was trying so hard to find words. And then I think the best he could do was like, it reminds me of the old subway platform paint.
Oh, no.
Yes. Which is.
No. Oh, baby.
Just tell me I fucking made a mistake. Just tell me I made a mistake. You could have just said, because when he was trying so hard to be supportive and just trying to think of like what. And then the moment he said it, I was like, that's exactly what it fucking looks like. That's literally what it looks like. Girl. And because I couldn't place it. I was like, it doesn't look right. And I was trying to find the words. I'm like, I feel like it looks old, but is that how you describe paint color? I'm like, why am I saying old? And then when he said like the old subway platform, I was like, oh yeah, 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 yeah. This is like me being on the subway in the early 2000s. Like that's, oh damn.
Sorry.
No,
my phone,
that's okay.
My phone like turned on. Sorry.
No worries. But yeah, the moment he said it, I was like, that's exactly why I'm thinking old, because it's like that old subway system vibe to it. So after did that, had to repaint it back, went back to white, and it just, it's molding. So you got to be careful and the details and getting into the nooks and the crevices and the blah just took forever. So that was it. That was like Saturday, Sunday, I think I came back to it after we did do brunch in the city. We went to this place called my wife Frida's.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, it was cool. I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
That's so, I haven't lived in New York City in 10 fucking years, and that's that restaurant's still open.
Oh,
that
yeah. And there's tons of locations.
Right. I feel old. I haven't lived there in 10 fucking years, and that restaurant is still kicking, which is a great place. You know what I have not done in a while? Brunch. Mm. I have not done a brunch in such a long time. Okay, I think I did do one in early, like January or something, but I don't count that one because I'm going to show you the city I live in for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they do brunch well here. There's a lot of brunch places, of course.
Yeah.
But there is nothing like a brunch in New York City.
Yeah.
It's an all-day event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an event.
It is. You're totally right.
Yeah. Do they allow that anymore? Because the last time I remember it was like 3 hours and you got to get the fuck out. But they weren't really enforcing it unless.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
The reason I am sure that there are places that will do the unlimited, because I'm thinking about, because I remember you and I went like years ago. Didn't we go to like Essex or something? And we did like unlimited mimosas.
Whatever. Yeah.
Got home at 7 o'clock that night or something. Don't even know.
One of those days. Yep.
One of those. So I'm sure there are still places that do the unlimited drinks. This was not one of them. Mm-hmm. I did feel like also with this place, it did feel like there was a fast turnover, like that they were really, you know, promoting like, hey, we're gonna get to your food quick.
Right.
There's no unlimited drinks. So you're going to eat, you're going to get a drink. Yeah. Right. We have some good cocktails, but when you're done, you're done. We're going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
So, right. That was my experience. I will also say, though, that even if this was a place that had all that going on, I do not think I can do that anymore because.
I don't know if I could either in theory, but I think I want to do it one more time.
Hey,
girl. Miss this?
Yeah.
You missed this.
And then your body's going to be like, no.
No, bitch. Remember that thing we gave up years ago? That was this. Yeah.
That was what you're trying to do right now.
Yeah.
So the other funny thing about this place that me and my husband laughed about. So we read it in the reviews. They were talking about how the venue can get really loud.
Okay.
And so the moment we walked in, like bombarded with like this wave of sound. And
did your Apple Watch pick it up saying, hey, it's too loud in here?
No, but my Apple Watch died. But I feel like it probably would have.
Oh, it definitely would have.
Yeah,
that shit blocks immediately. Like, too loud in here. And I'm like, okay, Grandma, Apple. I'm like, there's certain places where I'm like, it is too loud in here. But then like Apple gives you an alert and you're like, really, Grandma? Is it
you're
loud?
Like, this is just background noise.
I'm just playing Beyonce. What the fuck, Apple? So yeah, like
yes.
Yeah, Apple's a bit of grandma around, you know, decibels.
It must know our age, right? Like do we put that somewhere
it
into
it,
okay.
It
so
does.
Then it does. Because it's like, hey bitch, at this age, you should not be listening to anything over these decibels. Like maybe when you were 20, you could do that. You could fuck around and listen to it full volume. Now,
clocks it immediately. No, yeah, no, no. Apple's like, no. Honey, I don't know what is going on in here, but the decibels way too loud. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I got to turn down my my Taylor mm-hmm. Swift. Thanks, yep. Apple. Yep. Okay,
thank you so much.
That podcast, I thought my podcast too loud, bitch.
Too loud.
Slow your roll. Okay, but anyway, yes, it was too loud. Sorry.
No, so, it was, so no. But what we appreciate, so like we walk in and I immediately, now we weren't the oldest, but we were definitely of the older group. But they took us to the back and gave us this like booth, this small booth.
Okay.
And it was kind of like in like off to the corner, but we were so thankful because it was quiet. So I felt okay. like there must have been something with my energy that they were like, oh, these folks she are going to want to be.
She's not feeling this shit.
It might have been even just my face when I walked in where I was like, because it was loud. It felt okay. like it was like sound was bouncing off of all the walls and the bed. Okay. I could hear every kind of conversation simultaneously and nope. So yeah, I am thankful for them and I am embracing my inner grandma that Apple would have alerted me to.
Apple would have been very proud of you, actually. So
is there like a badge for that? There's where it's no like, you did good.
Oh.
But
oh,
like, you know, like activity yourself. Badge.
Nikki has removed herself from high volume, high noise volume areas. Badge.
You've gotten the you're no longer lying to yourself badge.
You earned it. Jeez. Apple's such a shady bitch.
So shady. But no, you should try to experience. I support you wanting to go back and experience a good brunch and just have that.
Yeah.
You know, just to have that experience once again.
I crave like a lot of things like breakfast food from New York City. Like, of course, I've been wanting a bacon, egg and cheese for like since I left New York months ago on my visit.
Of course.
Bagels. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Blocks, the whole thing. There's just something that happens in New York for food, and I don't know. It's not just the food itself, the experience that comes with it.
Sure. Yeah. Why do you feel to politely shade your town?
Yeah, so it's a
why
shade.
Do you feel? Yeah. Why do you feel like they don't do it right? The brunch.
Okay. They have brunch. I just don't like the food. I've never lived in a city where I've been generally unimpressed with the food. And this is one of them. Like I can make shit work in pretty much everywhere. I also haven't lived in a city until now that it feels like a one note type of food city. And so that makes things difficult for me. And it is like, I don't know. It's a lot of places, not all the brunch places, but it's like, it's a one note city. It's, you know, predominantly Latino here. And a lot of food is Spanish, Mexican influence and I would say Tex-Mex because I don't even think like, I can't even blame that on Mexico. That's not Mexican food. It is very Mexican American, Tex-Mex-y. It's hard to find things that are not that. And even when it is, it's like the bland version of whatever it is. So I just don't love the food here. So my last brunch experience here, which was in January, it was like the food was, I didn't like anything I've eaten. Mm. So I'm just kind of like, but that's generally like, it's rare to come across like a good restaurant here. Like I generally leave places like that was okay. I'll never go back. And dang. Most places I've lived, Chicago, New York City, even Baltimore, my God, great food. But I've always been like, if I'm nervous about food, I can say, well, I'm going to go to this place because I know I'm going to be happy with my meal and excited. And I have not found a place like that here that I could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
it's a big city, so there's a lot of things I haven't tried yet, but
sure.
I have not been impressed by one thing yet. Damn. Nothing to be like, I'm gonna go back and eat.
Go back. Yeah.
Things have been good, you know, but not not mind blowing, not like, oh my God, this my shit. No.
Right. No. Okay. Yeah. And that's tough too, because like you're from your very diverse cities. Yeah. That like,
All the things.
I mean, and then Baltimore with the seafood and the, oh yeah.
I've been thinking about Baltimore food. I've been thinking about New York food. I've just been thinking about food. So
yeah,
I know.
Just come back. Just come back.
Okay. I mean,
just come back. We recorded something. I don't know what we were talking about, but, one of my brothers listens pretty regularly. And so he had sent me a text and he was like, yo, is Yentl moving back? And I was like, no, I don't think so. Wait, I'm trying to remember what we talked about. It was probably me trying to convince you to come back. And he was like, oh, is she coming back? And I was like, no, but we could work on that. We could, you know.
Oh, was our in-person Hoboken sesh?
Maybe you're right. Maybe that was it. Yeah, maybe that was it. And he was just like, oh, wait, is she back? Like, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah.
Just visiting. And I'm mad at myself because I couldn't get my bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, there was just so much I wanted to eat and no time to eat.
Right.
So.
No. And then you'd have to check out all the new places that are doing stuff. Like, There's not enough time. Just come back for a full week next time, you know, and then we can do the New Jersey and New York, you know, we'll spread it out. Food. I can't transition because now I'm thinking about
You are spoiled, ma'am. You are spoiled.
It is bad.
And as I learned, if you move to different places, it may not be what you think it is food-wise. So
no, I am very aware. I'm telling you, in that living where we live now, having everything close by, we spend way too much money on just going out, like just eating out. So it's a curse. It's hard. We need to make some adjustments and not blow all the money on it. I know that sounds so bad. Like, you want to feel bad for us, but not at all. You're like, bitch, no, I hate you.
I understand making cuts places, but maybe not that. Let's cut something else.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
For my sake, for my own personal sake, let's make cuts somewhere else so I can live vicariously through your takeout. So thanks.
I'll do it for you. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I don't know. Well, okay. Wait, maybe a good segue then. Talking about food. You had a topic that you wanted
Let's go. So, you know, I'm about to put my dad on blast, but it is what it is. I always put him on blast. He's my dad. Mm-hmm. So I was in the pantry today, you know, trying to find something to snack on. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, like, I don't try to buy a ton of snacks because if I buy it, I'm going to eat it. So that's generally a rule. Whether I've lived at home, alone, you know, wherever I've lived, I limit my snack purchases because that entices me to eat snacks because I'm bad at this. I don't know how to, like, if I have a, you know, let's say it's a potato chip. If I have a potato chip, I don't know how to fucking stop. So
that's also just a bad example. Cause come on.
Yeah, or cookies, whatever. It doesn't matter. Snack here. So I want a cookie and then I've had half the sleeve. So I don't know how to manage that. So fortunately, I say I won't buy them. And, you know, if I'm out and celebrating a dessert or something, it's like, oh, okay, well, this is a good time to have dessert or walk with a friend. We can go get ice cream. But I'm not buying a pint of ice cream from my house because that pint is like, oh, I'll have a couple of scoops.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I've finished the goddamn pint.
The whole thing. Right.
Right. So I have not learned that yet. So I typically don't. Anyway, long story short, my dad is the opposite. He is snack daddy. He is snack daddy. My dad keeps snacks on fucking deck, dog. Like,
wow.
If he likes it, he will buy it.
Okay.
So then he has all these snacks. So I go in there and I'm like, I kind of want something. I need a little something to pick me up, a midday something. And I'm like, let's see what Snack Daddy got in this pantry. Mm-hmm. Well, Snack Daddy and I, this is where we differ, because none of that, and actually it's a good thing. It's a good thing because none of his snacks match my taste in your snacks. Taste. Mm-hmm. We don't snack vibe. We are very different snack vibers. Like, we just don't see eye to eye. And he's super generous. He's like, hey, we got this.
He's like, help yourself. And we got this.
And I'm like, you got old people snacks. He's an old snack daddy.
Tell us.
So one of the things he currently has in the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think y'all ready for this, because I haven't had one probably since I was 15. I mean, and that was like by force. I probably wanted something sweet. It wasn't even because I liked it. It was just one. It was in the house. And so you do what you do. It's there. Anyway, my dad keeps Fig Newtons on deck. So, Nikki, are you a Fig Newton fan?
Okay.
Oh, I'm listening.
I don't mind them, but I wouldn't buy them.
Okay. All right. Fair.
But if I saw it in the pantry, I would. I know what you're saying. It is an old person snack.
It really is.
I cannot tell you why I like it. It's like, it's a very specific taste. I feel
it
like I have one or two.
It is specific.
I know. But there are times where I'm like, oh man, I really want this. Like, it's a flavor profile.
Okay.
But I'll have one or two and then I'm good for like 6 months. Like, or forever. Like, I never have to have it again. It's only until I go somewhere and like some old auntie's got it and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, let me grab one of these. Sure, I'll have a Fig Newton, sure.
I don't think they're nasty either.
Or it's the only thing in the vending machine or something, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I don't think they're nasty either. It's not like, it's not a no for me, but it's definitely not a, oh my God, I need to eat this shit. No, I bypassed it and kept walking. Like, I don't love the texture. I don't love the texture very much.
Yeah.
It's kind of that weird figgy texture. I don't love figs, period, very much. Whether, fresh figs, figged and jammed. It's just okay. But again, I'm not going to take it out the pouch. I'm not going to eat a Fig Newton. It's just not happening. I'll tell you what other things my dad has in the.
I know, I want to hear all these. Okay, yep, go for it.
How do we feel about Lorna Doones? The shortbread cookie. Nikki.
Shortbread is fucking delicious.
Oh,
I don't care.
God, you're an old lady.
She got so close to the microphone, y'all. She was like, you need to hear how old you are. You don't like shortbread? Shortbread is delicious.
It's not nasty. It is just fucking boring. I would never go to the grocery store and be like, I'm going to get tonight some motherfucking Lorna Doones. Like, what? Nikki, out of the cookie aisle, was like, yo, the Lorna Doones tonight going slap. Who under 60? Who?
Look, maybe I'm mad. I'm mad you acting like an owl right now, just hitting me with the hoop.
You buy Lorna Doones? You buy them.
I have bought them, yes.
How long ago?
I have bought. 2 months ago?
Oh, like recently.
Yeah, I the judgment. How do you not like shortbread?
It's the most basic fucking cookie on earth. There's nothing going on.
But like, it is just, it's like, It's the glazed donut of cookies.
It's not it's even just, the glazed donut because ain't got no glaze you. On it. It ain't got no glaze on it. I'm mad about this, and I'm writing.
I know she's taking notes. She's taking
Snack,
notes.
Please.
I'm gonna. Look at this. Look, I'm gonna show you. Now these are, I think these are fancy because they're made in some fucking other country, but can you see this? Shortbread yeah. house. Yeah, I like shortbread. Now these got some chocolate chips in them.
Okay, a little razzle dazzle. Okay, now fine, if Lorna Doone had a shortbread with some chocolate chips, you okay. might got me. You might get me.
I think, you know what I think it is? I think the other part of it too, and the reason why I like the shortbread is that I feel like, isn't shortbread usually the crust? No, I guess it could be graham cracker. Sometimes with cheesecakes, I feel like you can get a cheesecake that will have a shortbread crust.
It depends, and I think, but okay.
Okay, but I think that's it too, where it's like, I'm getting the essence of a cheesecake. Without all that, look, I don't even know. Why am I trying to justify? Go to the next snack. Go to the
okay,
next.
Okay, the next.
I mean,
snack.
I'm gonna hang out with your dad. I'm gonna raid your dad's family.
Apparently, yeah. apparently, okay. You should live here. Come here. Another snack that he. Another snack that he likes, and I despise. Now, this is one I actually don't like at all. Like, I won't, okay. won't even eat it.
Okay.
He likes the candy, the Whopper.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The malt, that the, malt is, that the chocolate is, yeah. malt ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the, real geriatric-y for me. I don't even like those.
Yeah, no, I can't do those. Because those okay. would I could once in a blue moon, I will go somewhere, probably like Shake Shack or whatever, and add the malt. I do like
Okay, but that's a milkshake.
Yeah, that's a milkshake, right. But that's what I mean. Like, that's what's so wild about the Whoppers, because they never taste good. Like, they don't even taste like the malt that I like. You know what I mean? Like, somehow when it comes together, it just tastes like doo-doo. Like, I don't know why. The chocolate doesn't help. You know what I'm saying? And it's
it
weird.
Doesn't do, because it gives
like,
nothing.
The chocolate doesn't help. The malt, like, it's just, I don't know how. Because I like... You know, again, I won't have it frequently, but I like a malt flavor. I like chocolate, but Whoppers come together and I'm like, this is gross. Like
trash.
It just, yeah, it never tastes right. Okay.
Final so, one that he loves Final. And no one else loves in the house. I'm going to have to go with
mm-hmm.
Raisinets.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Yes!
Absolutely
okay.
not.
He loves chocolate covered raisins. And I think
no,
he's a Federale.
Hate.
Okay. He's a fucking Federale. My dad is the oldest man walking the earth. And he's really not. But snack wise.
No, I hate raisins. I hate raisins.
Same.
I cannot. My husband will buy trail mix. And he hates it because I will put my hand in
and pick them out. Same. Which leads me to my one, because my last snack that my dad loves that
okay.
now that I know you hate raisins, not as mm-hmm. controversial. I was going to leave it off.
Okay.
He loves a oatmeal raisin cookie. And
no, absolutely no. Get the fuck out of here. No. Nope,
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
No. There,
thank
I don't.
You.
I don't like. I like oatmeal. Don't give me no. Do oatmeal chocolate chip. Delicious.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Yes. Delicious.
Delicious. Amazing.
Raisins, no. No,
yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Thank you.
Ooh, no.
All right, so we're
no.
split. You're half with we're me. You're half without
half.
Me. Thank you. So I'm gonna push it on to you. And
to
I
me.
Wanna know, snack mommy, what are
now
your we're... snacks that you fuck with that make it be considered old? Apparently, we've learned a couple.
We've learned, I mean... Damn, that would be considered old. I really did not even think shortbread was old. I was just gonna hit you with that and been like, I like them, and would have been judged left and right. I mean, I still that would have just been a snack that I liked. That might be old. Do you know what this comes to mind that I did not? I haven't done this in forever, but I think if
okay.
I found a carton of it, I would be fine with it.
Sure.
And I did not like them when I was younger, but I think now would dig it. grapefruit. Grape nut ice cream. This might be a real Caribbean thing. Oh,
that's very Caribbean, but that shit slaps hard. That shit is bomb. But I think you're right, though, Nikki, because that's something. Well, one, I've never had it as a kid, but I've had it as a 25, 30 something.
Oh, really? You never had it when you were a kid?
Yeah, that's Caribbean. And I'm not Caribbean. But yes.
Right.
Grape nut ice cream, but I'm also grown as fuck. So I don't know. I don't think I would have liked it as a kid. But as a grown, that shit is hard.
Hard. But that shit, that is old as
that's
fuck,
very
though.
That Caribbean, is, Jamaican.
That is old, but that's old grandma. Like, I don't think, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not around a lot of young Caribbean people, but
yeah,
I don't think they are eating grape nut ice cream.
They
like,
probably
I feel
aren't.
Like that is,
yeah,
they are
it's
not.
Maybe
that
more
is,
traditional
yeah.
Caribbean, that's, older.
Yep. Older. That's grandma's got ice cream in the fridge. I remember that all
yes.
the time.
Oh, but if we want to do, if we want to go there, now
go,
you said Caribbean.
It,
if you said
it.
Caribbean, now the black, mm-hmm. the African American version of that
tell
ice
me,
cream.
Tell me.
Butter
tell
pecan.
Me.
Butter pecan. Boom. Boom. Now, let me tell you this. As a kid, I fucking hated it. It was always in the fridge. Dad, he always had it, and I never was interested. Do not give me butter pecan. I don't want to look at it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My big grown ass age now, slaps.
Stop it.
Delicious.
Stop it.
Can't.
Stop it.
I can eat it plain with shit. I'll fuck it up. But so
no,
it's a, definitely
cannot.
A mature... ice cream that
I'm
apparently
you
over
now.
30 you start to like. You don't like it?
No. And you know what that makes me think of? And I wonder if you had these, because this I thought was also Caribbean, but maybe y'all had it. Maybe this is where the Black Caribbean come together.
The diaspora collides. Yes.
The diaspora, right? The pecan sandies. Who makes those goddamn cookies? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, guess who else likes them? My dad. That's also in our house. Disgusting.
No,
but you
gross.
Like shortbread, ma'am. That's a shortbread cookie with pecans.
Is it? It does.
Yes. That dry-ass, crumble-ass cookie. That is nasty. But if you like Lorna Doones, that's the same shit.
At least Lorna Doones, to me, now I have not had a fucking pecan sandy in forever, but I will die on this hill. I want to believe that Lorna Doones is, it's not moist, but it's got like more butter. Like there's something. Those goddamn pecan sandies, like you would try to grab one out of the container and it would like immediately just like crumble. Like it
my
just
dad loves
them. Dust.
He's an old. I don't understand the blacks of the. he's like too young to be a boomer, but he's too old to be a Gen Xer. So he's in this like weird. So I don't want to call him a boomer, but he's definitely more boomer attitude than Gen X.
Uh-huh.
So I'm fucking. I'm gonna call him a boomer. I don't know what's wrong with them. They have these fucking desserts that are so boring. But I'm shocked. No butter pecan ice cream. Is it because of the nut itself or just the flavor?
It's the flavor. Like butter pecan to me, pecan,
whatever.
To me has an element of butterscotch. And I don't like butterscotch.
Oh, I don't like that shit. Oh, we're feeling it. We're here.
Okay, yeah.
That's enough. Oh, grandma had the butterscotch candies in the candy dish. Does your grandmother have a candy dish?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Why was that a thing?
I think they recognized that kids needed something to shut them up, and they didn't have video games, so they were like,
true.
Here's
a candy dish full of nasty candies.
Did you have the where it'd be fruits, but they were always in this like white
cellophane
wrapper. Like a picture of the actual fruit on it.
Yes,
but
yes.
It was like you buy a giant bag of whatever,
it's like a bag
grocery
of it.
Store.
Yes. So it was like butterscotch, fruitsy things. I would just like the regular peppermint, but you know the one I did not like? The spearmint, the green one. Disgusting.
I like
the spearmint?
I like spearmint.
You're the federale.
I like spearmint. I don't know why peppermint
trash.
To me. You trash. Why you like... The peppermint just, I don't know.
It gave
it's like,
a
is that
zest.
Christmas?
It's
nah.
zesty.
I was
it's
like,
zest.
Mm-mm. Save the peppermint for the holidays. with my little candy canes. If it's not Christmas, if it's not the holidays, give me the spearmint. Give me the spearmint.
Okay.
And it just, it feels, and I think also too, because it like, it made my mouth feel particularly fresh because maybe it was my toothpaste to me. Was
too sweet.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I think spearmint's too sweet. I don't even like spearmint gum. Like the gum. Oh, like, no,
I like spearmint gum. Yeah, okay. I like spearmint gum. Okay. Wow. Wait, now I'm like, let me think about some other stuff. What other old, potentially old
snacks? Another thing my dad loves, but I didn't hate it as a kid, but I won't eat it today. I'm just, that's just not for me. Yeah, you're from Jersey. Crunch a Munch. No. Too sweet.
Oh, yeah. That was like that popcorn shit.
Yeah, with all the it's like nuts in it and shit. Like,
You're right. That was definitely too sweet.
Too sweet. Even as a kid, too sweet. I felt like it was too sweet. Right. I definitely won't eat it now.
But as a kid, I was like, why is it so sweet?
Yeah.
Did not know. No Crunch a Munch. Did not like that.
What else? Well, this is like an OG in my house, and I love this. And I don't even think this is necessarily an old like snack, but I'm gonna throw it up there because fuck it, goldfish.
Yeah. Oh, goldfish! I mean, that's just that's delicious. Yeah. Yeah. We rarely had that.
I
don't know, for whatever reason, maybe don't think this is a Caribbean thing, just probably because my dad just liked it more and he was the one doing the shopping. Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah. We have those currently. They're delicious.
Yeah. We never had goldfish. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it was weird. Yeah.
Speaking of Pepperidge Farm brand stuff, Chessmen cookies. I only like Chessmen cookies if they're in a banana pudding. Otherwise, I'm not interested just eating another shortbread, boring-ass cookie.
That's what I was going to say. That's a shortbread, isn't it?
It is.
That's not a shortbread cookie? Okay.
It is.
Okay, but only with your banana pudding.
It needs to
be
in a banana pudding. I'm not just going to the store and buying a bag of Chessmen cookies.
Here we go. Okay. I hate these. Okay. Here we go.
I'm listening.
Nilla wafers.
Oh, another with banana pudding. I just can't eat them on their own.
Oh, yeah. I can't. It's too dry. I don't like them in anything. I don't like them.
You don't like them in banana pudding either?
No.
Wow.
No.
So do you like banana pudding? Question mark.
I've had it a couple. I'm not the biggest fan. I can eat it if I'm in the mood for something sweet and that's all there is. Yeah, for sure. And I'll enjoy it, but yeah, I usually try to avoid the Nilla wafers in it. Like, I just don't.
Other opposite recipe is Chessmen, so you may like the Chessmen version
better. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Those are
the
two options that are. Yeah. Okay.
I hate Nilla wafers. I hate them. We had them all the time, and I don't even understand what flavor they are. What
nasty
flavor is that?
Food coloring vanilla wafer? Vanilla. It's artificial vanilla. It tastes like medicine. Yeah, it tastes like medicine.
No, yeah, they're gross. I hated those.
Yeah.
I hate, like, we never, I remember that. Oh my God, I'm like having flashbacks because I love chocolate chip cookies. I love, just like, and I don't even think I'm a fancy, I wasn't a fancy kid who wanted like crazy fancy stuff. I just wanted chocolate chip cookies. And they would always get the Nilla wafers and they were disgusting. Like just, okay. Sorry.
All right. We're gonna levitate this conversation. And I wanna know the stuff you do, the stuff we do enjoy. Give me your snack mommy's top three. If I go into your pantry, what's in there right now?
Probably nothing right now, but because the same thing, if I buy it, then it's gone. I love me some like little like chocolate donuts, like the, I don't know
brand. Is it Entenmann's?
No, it's not Entenmann's. Hostess, where it's like, it's the yellow cake, but like they're dipped in the chocolate and the round ones. Yes, yes.
Oh, you took me back. I wasn't ready. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. So, and I can't, I try not to get them frequently because that is one where I will eat
the entire bag.
Easily. So those, I do like the shortbread. So every now and then I'll do a Lorna Doone or... There's another brand that does them that's nice, and they usually have some sort of like jam in them. Like it's like a sandwich almost with some jam in the middle.
Okay.
Uh, And then what else will I have? I need my salty fix too. So I'll usually have some sort of Lay's like variety
okay. pack. But Lay's get, like, is your little, brand?
Yeah, who does Doritos? Who's,
okay.
who's
Lay's.
Is yep. that Lay's? Okay.
Lay's
yeah.
brand.
So,
yep.
Yeah, yeah. I think Lay's is my go-to. Yeah, that's usually what we have. I really, for a long time, I really try not to have this in the apartment at all because I used to be obsessed with them. I love like sour, like sweet and sour stuff. So like Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh.
Oh. And it's ooh. So bad. Like those are so, I can ooh. Eat it. That doesn't even make sense how ooh. I'm able to eat so much of it.
That's so
but like,
good.
And they make the watermelon ones. Have you had those?
Of course. Of course.
Oh, oh, easy. I would buy a giant bag and like day two, I have like two little watermelon slices left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are my go-to. Back in the day, I would, because when you brought it up offline, there was a candy that I used to love and I have not had it in forever. And I don't know if it exists anymore. There used to be this candy called like, this might be an old person one, something Reason, like chocolate. Was it chocolate Reason?
Where
it was
like, very good. I know what you're talking about, but I don't yes! know if they sell it. It's very
okay.
good. Yeah.
Right. What? Yeah. What? Like it was dipped in chocolate, and but I don't know if the nougat was like, was it caramel? I don't even know. It tasted different.
I don't know,
to
but
me.
It was
it
like a chocolate
like,
caramel mix, but that
yeah.
shit was bomb. But I haven't
it was
seen
delicious.
It in years.
I haven't seen it forever.
Yeah.
Remember forever.
When, speaking of old candies, well, we talked about this briefly, like Werther's Original, which
yep.
I don't mind. But at one point, and I don't know if they make this anymore, Werther's did a cream sickle. The cream.
Oh, yeah.
They were
they
like
did.
Strawberry and cream.
Yes. And like they
candies,
had different flavors.
And different
didn't
flavors.
Like an orange.
Sickle, yeah. Orange,
yes.
strawberry.
Yeah.
That was fucking delicious. I haven't seen
yeah.
them since I was like a middle schooler, but they were bomb.
I'm going to look this up because
does this
now.
Still exist? Cream Savers, they were called.
Oh, Cream Savers. That's right. Wait,
what
let me see something.
What the fuck happened to Cream Savers?
I'm looking this up right now. Right. No, they still exist.
No.
I mean, Amazon has them.
Wow.
I'm seeing them.
Now I'm
going to
order some. Are
yes,
they from 20
they
years ago?
Right. Exactly. I don't know. I do not know. But I see them here. And exactly what we were saying. There was orange, strawberry. I think
oh,
those are
the
only
two. Oh, they returned. They brought it back in 2021. So it is a new reboot. Of course
wow.
they brought it back because people were probably
yeah.
talking about it. I don't know
right.
why they discontinued it. They were delicious.
It's so good. Now I'm looking up the Reason chocolate. Was it chocolate Reason? Reason
think-
chocolates. So maybe I'm going to look this up.
Delicious.
I mean, they show up. I see it on sale at Staples.
Not Staples.
I feel like that's random as hell. But no, that's still they're
it's
still around.
Going? Okay.
It's
all right.
still it exists. Yeah. Chewy caramel chocolate candy.
Very
yes,
good.
Somebody send this to me. Somebody just get me a bag.
Bless us,
and
so
just,
I don't personally
yeah.
buy it. Because
I know.
I have a problem. But I would love a Cream Saver bag that would not last until Friday,
oh,
but that's fine. It wouldn't last until Friday.
You brought me back.
Cream
I
Savers. The orange
about
and strawberry.
Those.
So
I forgot. It was so good. Because they've reminded me of like when you used to go down to the shore and you could get those like twisted ice creams with those two flavors.
Yep. Delicious.
I want all of these right now.
Oh, good I'm, to know Amazon. I'm, of course, Amazon has it. I'm going to be ordering a bag.
Yeah, Amazon's
orange
got
and strawberry.
Everything.
Yes.
You're going to give. Oh.
Yeah, of course I am. I'm.
Are you going to? Are you going to put them out in a bowl? You're going to have a candy
ooh,
bowl
do
like
I,
in your.
Oh, I can't bring it back that far. That's that is gone beyond. I'm not ready for a candy bowl in the household yet. For many reasons. One, I'm just going to go. In the candy bowl too much
bowl,
but two
right.
it's just too it's too retro it is
oh my
it's
gosh.
Giving 80s it's giving grandma house it's giving I am 4 years old again and I just can't go that far
all right okay
yes.
that's fair I might I don't
you,
know I'm like
a candy dish
I'm,
try-
I don't know. I'm feeling lately, I've been feeling nostalgic. Like, fuck it. Like, you know, but I'll sprinkle in some like high end candies in there too. Like, I won't keep it super,
bougie,
you know.
Auntie over here, I'm going to your house. I'm going to my bougie auntie's house because she got fancy candies. Okay, well, shit. If you're going to have a candy dish like that, then. Then maybe,
there you go. Yeah. I'm gonna get me a fancy candy dish. I'm gonna get, it's gonna be all Swarovskis and the whatever those.
Oh wow!
No, it's not. I can't afford that shit. Stop it. I'm gonna get some sort of knockoff from like, I don't know, Walmart probably. Buy these candies
or Amazon. Yeah.
True.
I'm sure there's many candy dishes on Amazon that the old ladies are still purchasing. So,
man.
I think my favorite snacks that I would love to be in my pantry right now. All right. Mm-hmm. Candy wise, there's one candy I love. Now and Later's.
Is that the taffy? That's the taffy,
yes,
right?
It has to come in like a little square block. And my favorite flavor. It's a green apple. No, a banana? Excuse me?
Yeah. Why are you reacting like that? You just talking about banana pudding.
That is the worst. That's literally it's artificial banana. That is like the worst flavor. And you named banana as the best?
Okay, so you think that green apple is real green apple? You don't think that's artificial?
It's not, but it tastes delicious.
Okay. All right. Just so long we're on the same page, then you know that it's not, you know, real apple. That shit is fluorescent green.
And it makes my tongue green, and I fucking love it. I will eat. Last year, I am embarrassed to admit this, I bought off Amazon a big tub of it, like probably this big, like,
oh my God,
a big tub. And it wasn't the small, oh no, it was the small Now Laters. And it had assorted flavors, including banana, which I did eat because I'm trash. It's just my least favorite, but I ate them.
Okay, sure.
And I was like, oh, this tub will last for months. It didn't. That's it probably lasted a month and a half. It should have lasted like 5 months, but I was eating like a few every night. I almost threw the fucking thing away because it was just becoming.
You were like, I can't keep doing this.
I can't keep doing this. I'm in a bad relationship with Now Laters.
My God.
But yes, okay. They're very good. So that's one thing I like. Savory. I love, I'm a potato chip girl too. I love particularly anything salt and vinegar. So Lay's brand, any brand.
Okay.
Like that is my flavor profile.
Only recently.
Okay.
Because so I have to be honest, normally not for me. I made a mistake in getting, I bought some like, I forgot what brand it is. It's a kettle chip. So it's like a popular kettle chip brand.
Okay.
And I meant to just get K-Pod? Basic like, yes. But didn't mean to get the oil and vinegar and then messed up, got oil and vinegar and was like, well, now I got to eat these. And I did not like it at all in the beginning. And now I'm just,
okay.
Yeah. And then it doesn't make sense. Like every time I had the first couple, I don't understand it and I don't like it, but then I just keep eating them. But there's also like a disconnect because I feel like my brain is like, you don't like this. And then my mouth is like, but you do. And they can't, they're in a disagreement. I don't understand why. But yeah, so no. Okay, so that's your salty.
And finally, the sweets. I currently have some in my freezer, so bear with me. So after Easter, there's always Easter sales.
No, don't do it.
And threw it in the freezer, I have a pack of mini Reese's eggs.
The
mini eggs. I love them and I freeze them. And I love, no matter whether it's a Reese cup, ice cream, however, cake, cookie, however you slice it, I love the flavor profile of chocolate and peanut butter. So whatever it is, I'm going to eat it. Chocolate milkshake needs to have peanut butter in it. Thank you, Shake Shack. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So like... Mm-hmm. Me with a Reese's eggs, and let's get real fat and real greedy. My favorite Reese is the egg shape because it has more peanut butter
ratio.
Yes. Mm. So that's when you get, so if you want to get particular with what type of Reese, I like the Easter version because there's a peanut butter to chocolate ratio that I prefer better than the cup. And okay. I am way too much into food. Good night.
That is okay. I will accept all of this. When you were talking about Easter, I was praying to God. I was like, please don't let her say this.
Peeps?
Because our friendship would end. No, not even peeps.
Because
think about the next, well, I think the most disgusting.
The Cadbury
Easter.
Egg.
Oh my God, yeah. Those are so gross. Yeah. I was like, trash. If you said that.
No.
We could not.
No.
But
you
know
who likes it? My dad. He's an old man.
No, he doesn't. He likes it.
He's crazy. He likes all the nasty candies.
That's so gross. That one in particular, like, that's another one. It's like a Whoppers where, like, they don't, nothing tastes good. Like, I don't even know how, like, that creamy center somehow makes
it works.
The chocolate tastes like doo-doo. Like, yeah. It's just, ooh, yeah. And it's gritty.
Yeah.
It's usually, like, got a grit to it, and I don't know why.
England never does anything right. Even their fucking candy is nasty.
Oh, is that one of theirs?
Oh, that's a British export.
Oh,
import.
Okay.
Bad. Ooh, they don't do that. No. They just don't.
That is disgusting. Okay, well, I'm glad our friendship is still intact, though, because I had a moment when you were talking about Easter. I was like, please don't let her say Cadbury because they just. Okay. Okay. Well, no, this was fun.
Yeah. Like, snack mommies.
I mean, I want to get that on a shirt.
I know, right? One last thing, because this is what I saw. This is a recent one and I already checked Instacart and it's not in my area. So I need you to do a big one. And see if it's in New York City, which it probably is, or New Jersey.
One?
So I was on Instagram today, and I follow this food guy. I think his name is Steven Johnson. He does voiceovers and he reviews food as well. So he calls himself Snack Daddy. And today he reviewed Lay's, but there's a new flavor of Lay's. It is Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Potato chips. So if you remember IHOP, they have their pancakes with the strawberry and the whipped cream.
My God.
They have a potato chip version. And he was like, this is going to be disgusting. He was like, I'm not even, but I'm going to try it for you guys. He's like, he goes in, he has a chip and he goes, okay, that is not what I expected. And that is delicious. He gave it a B. And he was like, I did not anticipate that being remotely delicious. And he was like, that is good. And I can't stop eating them. Yes. And I was like,
I'm looking this up right now.
I want to try it. And of course, I tried my area and it does not exist. So I need you, Nikki, to take one for the team and see if you can get a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Lay potato chip.
They don't have this anywhere by you? You're not even like a Walmart?
I checked Instacart and that gives me all the grocery stores in the area and it does not. But have you found it near you?
Yeah, it looks like it's, I mean, I did. So I just did a Google search and it shows up from Walmart.
Okay.
But like in the local Walmart, like close to me. So, I mean, this, I can't.
Just try it for me, please.
This picture looks wild.
But it looks wild. But he took it out of the bag. It's like pink, a pink tint on it, on the potato chip. And he was anticipating it to be trash. And he goes, that wasn't bad. And I hate myself for it. It's delicious. Yeah. Now I want to try it.
I mean, I mean.
Can you and husband do a little
I'm
sample?
Write this down.
Yes,
Rudy.
Thanks.
Fresh and fruity. This looks
team. Our listeners, please go out and try it for me. The girl who doesn't have it in her neighborhood, in her area, please go get it for me and let me know, is it worth it? Because then I'll figure out how to mail it to myself. So I need others in my life, not just a random Instagram reviewer. I need someone who I know tell me if this shit is good.
Yeah, I know it's only like $2.50, but it's like a big bag. And I just, oh, no, wait, no. Is this a big bag?
The $2.50 can't be a big bag.
No, it's not a big bag. That's a lot. Yeah. That's actually, now I'm like, whoa, this is like a tiny bag for $250.
That's fine. Even better. So you and your husband can sample and say the shit is trash, or you shockingly like it, which I think you're going to say the latter.
I need to understand, how did this
happen? I don't know. I don't know. But apparently it works.
I remember there was one year, didn't they do some sort of, I don't know if it was Lay's or some potato company.
I think it might have been Lay's.
Like, pick our new flavor. And then people voted, and then they got it down to three. I don't even understand how this was even in the running. Like, how does someone go, you know what I need? Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
On a potato chip. I don't know, but apparently it works.
Okay. All right. I'll mention it to the husband.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now I'm going to need to, now if I'm getting this at fucking Walmart, now I'm getting a giant bag of just random old ass old candies. That's what I'm doing. That's what I hate you so much. You know what? I will. Look, add to cart. Lorna Dunes. Let's see what they got. Lorna Dune cookies.
You know they do.
Yep. I know they do. I'm going to get this giant. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can even get the little ones where it's like,
the minis?
Little packets that give me four. Yeah, I'm going to do it. If I'm going to have this Rudy Tooty Fresh and whatever the fuck, like, oh my God, that's not right. It shouldn't be pink.
I know.
I mean, I guess because the strawberry, but oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know, but it works. Right. And I'm going to try it.
All right. Great.
All right. Well,
it's time.
We have exhausted our snacks. Snack mommies are done. We're going to get into some good shit called New Jersey trivia. You know what time it is. All right. It is my turn. It's not that exciting this week, Nikki, but I thought light of you're having spring weather, it is really springtime. I wanted to talk about something exciting like flowers.
Okay.
So, I am not asking for New Jersey's state flower. I am asking, what is the most popular flower in New Jersey that people grow, that people buy, and that people have in their gardens? There's one flower it's native to New Jersey, but it's most popular flower that is purchased and grown in New Jersey.
I'm going to say, because my parents had
mine did too, but
had
go ahead.
Them in the house.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is it hydrangeas? Hydrangeas?
No, but that is that's a good answer though. That is a good answer. That is a great answer because we also had hydrangeas, but that is not it.
Okay.
But the most popular flower in New Jersey is the tulip.
I was thinking that, but yeah, so is it really?
It is. It's easy to grow. The bulbs.
Okay.
And the temperature we live in, the climate, it's very conducive for tulips. They're an easy flower to grow, and they're easy flower to sell. So, they are the most popular in the states.
Okay. Yeah, I did see tons of them the other weekend as the weather started getting
and
nice.
What I learned about, there was a big festival, a tulip festival in like Eatontown or some shit this weekend. And that it was like a big tulip field and all that shit. And that put me down the road. What's the most popular flower in New Jersey?
Flower.
And it was the tulip.
Right.
So there you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't mind tulips. I'm genuinely thinking about like the flower garden that we had, and like, you know, I know we had like a rose bush on one side of our house and the hydrangeas in the front, but I don't remember tulips, which is odd. I don't know why we didn't embrace the tulips at my parents' place, but yeah, they're nice. I dig a tulip. Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for the fun trivia.
You're welcome. Happy spring.
Flower.
Yes. Happy
thank
spring.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. Well, I guess we do the Yentl wrap up. I don't know how, because we spent like 55 minutes talking about candies, but you know, work your magic. Do your magic. Do the recap.
I don't even know, yo. Like, if you're in the New York area or any major city that has some bomb ass food, go do a brunch for me. Like, just take a picture, send it to our IG, and just say, look, bitch, what you're missing, because where I'm from, it just doesn't slap that hard. And like, listen, what are your snacks? What is snack mommies and snack daddies in this podcast? What do y'all fuck with? Even the old people stuff. What's the shit that you like that you know the old people. I know. Low key, tell me the old people stuff so I can judge. Please tell me, are your old persons snacks, snack mommies and daddies of this pod? And lastly, go get some flowers. It's springtime. You should probably plant some if you are able to, if you got a garden, if you got a, you know, city garden or a little plot of land or whatever.
Yeah,
or just buy it. Fuck it. Just buy some flowers. Go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's and buy some flowers. There's tons of tulips and hydrangeas at Trader Joe's. So go get them.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, on that note, we thank you for joining us this week.
Always a pleasure.
Next week, always. Until next week, keep it Jersey.
Bye.